Or don't we have to accept the new substitute?
We already did that.
Yeah, we're done with it.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna call the Appropriations Committee back to order. It is 2:20 PM. And so we resolved our issue, no amendment at this point. So I'm looking for a motion for ONCA 2295.
Chair.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Motion to report ONCA 2295 to Congress with the due pass recommendation. With, as a committee substitute.
And as amended.
As amended.
Okay, we got it. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. And then now we're at 2285, an act to authorize the IDC departments to expend monies appropriated through the FY 2023 appropriation bills and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Rivard is the sponsor. Congresswoman, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you. Tyler, or Treasurer, are you on the line?
Yes.
Thank you. So with the committee substitute and the amendments that we just did with 2295, the reason I asked that it be held here in appropriations was in case we needed to adjust any of the IDC budgets. And Tyler, I just want to know, as the treasurer, do you feel that we're in good shape with the IDC bill as presented?
I would need to see all the, some of those amendments that have been added. And then I feel comfortable where we're at. I think there's gonna be some more discussion with the new health entity as far as moving forward. But yes.
Okay, and if I may, Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, the amendment that we made, actually, Tyler, in 2295, one of them was that we reduced the amount, the request for the census project, which would lower your IDC. And I think the rest of them, the rest of the requests came from your office and... Oh, sorry, go ahead, sir.
No, I was thinking a handful of them were associated with the salaries also.
So the other piece of it was the increase in stipends and travel in the board budgets. That is a total of, hold on a second and I'll let you know. It's around $53,000, I believe. If you'd just give me a sec. It was a 10% increase to the board stipends and travel. And the increase, the changes would increase tribal expenses by $74,138. And so you would be getting IDC on the travel increase only, not the stipend, because that sits in the other line item.
Right, stipends don't fall into the base. We don't charge IDC on stipends, but yes, and then of course we would have some, you know, there's a, once we reach 9:30 or the end of this week, we'll pull our encumbrance report and see how much of that's actually going to be spent out over in the next fiscal year that will show up as expenditures in that time period. In addition to these budget levels.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Okay, so Chair, so Tyler, this is one that I think you and I have discussed. I know that you don't really have anyone in your office following our amendments and things of that nature, but that's a goal for you. As I understand, I just want to make sure, I'm hearing you say you feel okay then with us sending the IDC budgets out of committee?
Yes, I believe that the, and of course, negotiating that 23, you know, that rate may go up or down, but I think it's calculated at where it historically had been about 23%, 24%.
Congresswoman Reeve Arden.
Okay, so for my final comment on this bill, I do not agree with you charging IDC to professional fees, because I don't, even though it's allowable as a direct cost, I just feel like it really hinders our government. And to the tune of, I think it was close to $986,000, you know, close to $1 million.
Right.
That's an additional expense to our government. And I'm going to ask for more money from our gaming enterprise board. And that's one of the reasons, because I know we're not operating at a current, we don't have a current agreement for IDC. We're still operating out of 2020. But I just want to communicate that I do not agree with that, because I'll say it again, just because we can doesn't mean we should. And so this is something the committee and Congress needs to understand that's going to happen going forward. And last year we spent time in committee removing that, and we could do that today because we do not have a current agreement in place. But because of my respect for our current treasurer, and he's saying to us that's what he wants to do, then I'm going to support that effort, even though I don't agree with it. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. McIntosh. So are we ready for movement on 2211? No, 2285. I'm sorry. That's where we are. Mr. Frazier? Clerk?
I just wanted to remind the committee, just because it's been a while since we've reviewed this bill, that there were amendments that were made. They were amendments that I believe were sent to by the Treasury. They included a change to IDC accounting, IDC administration, IDC emergency management, IDC grants compliance, and IDC human resources. Those have already been voted on, and they will be a part of the committee report, and I just wanted to make the committee aware of that.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Frazier.
I show the budget at about $9.4 million. And then just really quickly pulling the IDC information, collection information together, trying to track it with all these amendments. It looks like we're on track to collect about 8.8. So we're at about $500,000 deficit on those, if I'm assuming I'm catching everything, all the collections.
Congresswoman Reeve Arden.
Thank you. Does that include the health support budgets?
Let me check on those. Because I don't think they collect. Oh, they do collect IDC on those. Okay, hold on one second. They did on one. You. For some reason, I don't think they were supposed to. That adds 24,000. So now we're still at about the same.
Mr. McIntosh, did you want to say something?
Yes, that's where I think with the time, kind of short window of time that in the past couple of months, that's where the new CFO coming on board, the new CEO with the new health entity, that looking to review that. Currently, I don't think that we're capturing much IDC off of the health support services. And I think that amount there that we look back to discuss charging IDC on those, and that would bring us closer in line with what the budget analyst is stating. But just with the time from June to August 15th, did not have time to really have those conversations with the new health executive team. But those are discussions that we're currently having and discussing now.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Frazier.
Yes, only one of the budgets, the health support service budgets, had any IDC collection on it. That was, let me check, the Office of Grants and Compliance. But if they were all collecting IDC, it would make up the difference, I believe.
Yes, because they won't show IDC in their budgets. It'll be shown as a revenue collection for the Treasury. What they collect off the health.
Correct. And that's where we made to push some more IDC over into the health support service.
Okay, so do we need a plan of when those adjustments would be made and go with this budget, or do we need to make an adjustment now? It's kind of IDC. It's always going to be a, it's always going to be kind of a moving target till it finally hits. So, and we never know that from year to year until it hits. So I don't have a problem leaving it and having to make adjustments as we go along, or get an analysis from Mr. McIntosh later and make adjustments later on, because it doesn't affect the tribal dollars. What do you all think?
Chair, I agree. Also, we'll probably be receiving more grants as we move forward. I feel like we're going to have another special session coming up. And at that time, if the treasurer feels like he needs to amend any of the IDC budgets, then I'm definitely open to discuss that at that time. But if the committee is okay, I'll make movement on my bill.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. I'll make a motion to report ONCA 22-85 to Congress as reviewed and approved.
No, it's a due pass.
As a due pass.
As amended.
As amended.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Next on the agenda is ONCR 2211, a resolution to review and approve fiscal year 2023 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. I am the sponsor. I guess I could go ahead and turn this one over. That would be to Congresswoman Rivard.
Okay. All right, Congresswoman Stabler is the sponsor. You want to discuss the changes in the 2023 projected revenue?
I'll defer to Mr. Frazier for that detail.
The reason I understand this was being held in committee was to adjust the executive branch outlay. And so it looks like right now we're sitting at, if I've done this all right, just under 56.5 million in the tribal budget. And then there is tribal match money for the non-tribal budget at about 167,000.
So do we need some time to make the amendments, or do you have the totals for the 2023 revenue? We just made some amendments again, so up till this last few minutes. Everything. If we change the outlay, then it's going to affect the bottom balance too. Yeah. If we're going to pass it, okay. So I need to figure for executive though.
Yeah, I would.
Six point seven even.
I mean, I don't know. Everyone else is like that. Are you wanting to make them all like down to the 10?
Well, for the executive, we need to be down to the penny.
Okay, I'll go get Trey.
All right, let's take a 10-minute recess.